And we're back with Greenberg News and your host, Brian Greenberg, on WNJC 1360 AM. We have with us the Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society, better known as PAWS, will be having their second annual Philly Loves PAWS event next week. And here with me is the executive director, Melissa Levy. Melissa, welcome to Greenberg News, and thank you for coming on. Tell us all about the event and about PAWS, and that's such a beautiful thing you're doing there.
Thank you so much. Well, first, PAWS is Philadelphia's largest no-kill rescue. We have three locations that we use throughout Philadelphia to find loving homes for homeless dogs and cats that we've rescued from city shelters. So we're working to end the use of euthanasia in Philadelphia shelters as a means of population control. We're working to make Philadelphia a no-kill city. And we're also doing that by providing low-cost veterinary care to pet owners who can't afford to spay and neuter or provide basic care for their animals. So we're trying to help people keep their pets in their loving homes already and prevent them from entering shelters. And then we're trying to find homes for animals who do land in shelters. And Philly Loves PAWS Day, which is Wednesday, May 18th, is a day that gives businesses throughout the city a chance to show their love for PAWS and a chance for customers, diners, shoppers to show their support just by showing up and, you know, having lunch or buying some new clothes or getting a tattoo or getting a manicure, any number of things. We have so many great businesses that are participating. They are all going to donate 10% of their proceeds on Wednesday to our life-saving efforts. And all people who want to help need to come out and do is frequent those businesses to be a part of the fun.
So this is not just one location, but you have a variety of businesses that are supporting PAWS, and they're all listed on your website, I gather.
Absolutely. So we have nearly 100 businesses that are participating, all kinds of restaurants and shops, boutiques, service providers, you name it, that are being a part of the day. They're all listed on PhillyLovesPAWS.org, so you can get all the information. And we just encourage, you know, everyone who cares about animals in Philadelphia and wants to lend a hand to come out and show their support of these businesses and of our life-saving efforts in the process.
How do you monitor the impact of your efforts? You know, communication obviously is everything. And how do you, you know, measure the impact of what you guys are doing to know that your message is getting put out there?
Absolutely. I mean, we look at a number of things. We're growing every year in terms of the number of animals that we are able to and find adoptive homes for. So that's certainly one measure. This year, we're on track to rescue over 3,000 dogs and cats that would otherwise be killed in city shelters. Mm. So that's one very important measure of what we do. But we're also looking citywide at the number of animals that land in shelters in the first place. We want to see that number go down, and we want to see the number that survive of the animals that do land in shelters. We want to see the number that get out alive continue to go up. And those trends are happening as a result of, you know, lots and lots of efforts throughout the city that we're very proud to be a big part of.
So now, when at each of the shelters, is information being put out there to let people know that there are other alternatives and how to communicate those efforts?
Oh, sure. I mean, we're very active on social media, through our website, through our friends in the press, through all of our locations. We want people to participate with us in any number of ways. And everybody who cares about animals, whether you already have pets at home or not, can be a part of the solution, can help this citywide effort. So you can adopt a pet, you can foster a pet, you can donate your time or supplies or money. Everything we do is donor funded. You can volunteer your efforts at any of our facilities or at any of our adoption events. So we use all three of our locations and really every chance we get, just like this, to send the message out that anybody who cares about animals in general and homeless pets in Philadelphia specifically can do something to help this overall effort to make Philadelphia a no-kill city. And specifically on Wednesday, we're kind of using it as a rallying point to give businesses a chance to get involved and for shoppers and diners to just kind of use their everyday, you know, activities to be a part of the solution for these animals who need them.
So, okay, so the way I understand it then, so for the, you know, the Philly Loves Paws Day, you go to lunch, you can grab something to eat, you can buy a shirt, and help an animal all at the same time? Is that the basics?
Absolutely. All you have to do is visit the website, phillylovespaws.org. You can view literally the nearly 100 businesses that are a part of this day. Pick a place to go shopping, pick a place for lunch, pick a place for dinner, get your nails done. You know. And
well, my nails are fine, but thank you. I appreciate your offer, but yes.
To each their own.
Yes, I don't get that whole thing, but that's a whole other story for another show.
Sure.
But yes.
There's something for everyone, and
how do different types
of businesses participating, so there's really a way for everyone just by going about their daily activities to be a part of the day, and just by stopping and frequenting those businesses, a portion of what you spend there will be donated by these really generous businesses to PAWS. And we will then use it to rescue more animals and provide them the care they need until we can find them loving homes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Melissa. I wish you all the success.
Keep
thank up
you.
Your efforts. You're doing an outstanding job, and good luck.
Thanks so much.
Good success. Take care. I wrap.